I love you guys.
We all love each other out here.
All right.
I appreciate it.
And we'll be going back in. Thank you, everybody.
Slow, I get my cash flow, and then I go where brothers don't know. I'm on the down low. Some get mad cause they don't understand that it's Astro Black season. I'm in demand. I'm down with the ITC. That's digging in them cakes. And my partner Lord such, we always get crazy dates. I hit it right cause what goes around comes around. I always look out. I'm hitting hookers like a hound. In and out like a bout. Honeys always shout,
good looking class.
Yeah, without a doubt. But don't try to take advantage. I just leave you alone, instead of putting that ass in bandages. The big guys, you know I L-U-V. The next up is M-A-D, who like his ass is F-A-T. Get down.
I like my ass is fat, not flat.
Shake it.
I like my ass is fat, not flat. Shake it. I like my ass is fat, not flat.
Shake it now.
I like my ass is fat, not flat.
I
like my ass is fat, not flat.
Shake it.
Check it out, don't mad lib is living fat. Are you gentle or the type that wanna get your ass smacked? Digging this for crazy, play something smooth. Teddy pin the grass, I'm a pee, however your body moves. I'm a top notch cake digger. Use my tool as a trigger, getting hustled.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
But the sex I always take. But if the dip screams rape like Kobe Bryant, I'll be upstate.
And you know that's a fact, Black.
So if she says no, it means no. And that's that, no matter how cute or big breasted. Hey yo, she gotta get the boot, she gotta get the exit. A little mad I didn't hit it. So I dial 7 digits of some skins that's with it. We could bone in my closet, that's my logic. But not every day, because I'm working on my projects. Wash your ass and take it easy. Or act like Ray Charles, cause you know you can't see me. I like the sex one, but I might take on 2 or even 3.
Damn, y'all look like triplets.
All me, dropping that ass like bad demos. And pulling all the cuties with no problemo. That's right, cause I'm a gamer.
The girl left you for me? Lord Quaz, I don't blame her. Step back.
Get your sticks in your backs. Trying to step up cause my girl's ass is a fact.
I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat. I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat.
Hi there. My name is Jeff.
I'm here to set the record straight on Vicepedia.
the sea, where all the water carry my love away from me. I wanna be a dog. I wanna be a dog. I wanna be a dog.
And welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
Oh, yes. The final episode.
A scrumdiddlyumptious breakfast for you at 2 a.m.
Yes. So sad. But also so nice. We're alone. All is quiet.
In the studio.
Except for us talking incessantly.
Super loudly and unpleasantly.
Yes.
And today you're going to get to tune in, hear some jams, hear some weird things that we have to talk about.
Like, all right, so first off, let's just get this out of the way.
I want the elephants out of the room.
All elephants, shoo.
Shoo. Be gone.
Be gone. So yeah, this is Aiden.
I'm Ben.
And you're listening to
Cream
of
Wheat
on 91.5 WMFO.
Medford. As the locals call it.
Maudford. Maudford.
That's where I go to
as
school.
As the locals call it. Medford. Yeah. Tufts Freeform
Radio.
Yes.
That's why we get to talk weirdly.
Because it's a freeform radio station.
Which means we can...
Not just any radio station.
Do whatever we want.
Exactly.
And we do.
Not everything. There are some things that I want that I just don't do on air. I feel like I should.
What is one thing that you haven't been doing? Be honest.
One thing I haven't been doing? That's such a vague general question.
I want you to answer just a single action you haven't performed on air.
I haven't been wearing camouflage anytime I've been on air. Nor do I really want to.
I haven't seen you, though.
That's true.
A lot.
But I'm generally invisible.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, now... All right, Ben, enough cheeky banter. People don't tune in to hear cheeky banter,
No, that's
please.
Not why that's, we have listeners.
That's not what we do.
How many listeners do we have?
This is the point where we validate ourselves. Seven.
Seven? That's what? I know two of them.
Uh-huh. So there's five strange listeners that we just don't know.
Please reach out and touch us
on the phone
through the void.
Through the void on the phone.
On the phone, specifically
on the phone,
do it on
through
the phone.
The void.
That's the only place we actually want you to touch us.
On the phone.
On the phone.
The landline, specifically.
Police call in. Do we have the number written any? No, nowhere.
It's not written anywhere.
Oh, it is. It's 855.
855.
915.
915.
WMFO.
WMFO, which is 9636.
Yeah, the less exciting version of WMFO.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's actually a secret code we have here on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Where we turn numbers into letters.
That's the unique to this radio station.
That's the one thing that we do that no one else does.
Mm-hmm. The one thing.
We have no other unique qualities.
None
apart
whatsoever.
From that. Speaking of having no other unique qualities, I want to talk about my first semester here at Tufts.
let's reflect.
Let's unpack that ditty. So the next song I'm going to play is Brooklyn Nights by A.J. Smith.
Oh, yes. A classic.
A All classic.
Right. Oh, also the theme of this.
Oh, so, oh!
Do we have a caller?
Oh.
All right.
Pick him up. We're going to put you on air. Do not swear.
All right, 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. You're on air, my friend. Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, a very special guest indeed.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fantastic.
You finally called in. This is so exciting. You said, like, you
figured.
Yeah.
The last episode of the year, I might as well call in.
Oh, this is so nice.
This is very touching. This is a quaint experience. Yes. I didn't know I was going to be having.
I know. I truly feel humbled in this moment.
So reaching out from the void,
finally
validate the two of you.
Thank you so much. Wow. When he quotes you, you know he cares.
Amazing.
I had considered making a bowl of cream of wheat, but
you
didn't. All the trouble. That's really upsetting.
You didn't make a bowl of... I'm sorry. I just met you. I'm Ben. I'm sorry, but... Why didn't you make a bowl of cream of wheat?
Yeah, frankly, upsetting.
I figured it would not honor the metaphor.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. We are here for the metaphor.
There is something a bit more abstract than just making a bowl of cream of wheat at 1:10 Eastern Standard, or Eastern
Central,
Daylight. I mean, Central Daylight Time. We're talking Central now.
That Chicagoland area. You heard it here first.
It's all about the wheats and beets.
Oh, Ben, he used your jargon.
That's
this is so exciting.
I say that.
Wow.
Why do I say that? Wow, I feel famous. I want that on my gravestone.
Yeah.
I'm putting that on record right now.
Okay.
Weeds and Beats, here lies Ben. I want my name after Weeds and Beats on my own gravestone.
Okay. I can arrange that.
Okay, good. I want it big. I want an obelisk.
If you guys had swag, I'd be going for it right now.
Why don't we have that?
Should we make swag? That feels expensive. I don't know if I have disposable income, let alone an income for swag.
If anyone wants to reach, out to the void and graphically design stuff.
What, Dad?
Sorry. Yeah.
When you get listeners to pay for the swag, see, then you come out ahead.
All right, that just feels exorbitant. I don't know if I need... I feel like I'm already grateful enough like, the 7 people listening. I don't know if they'd feel comfortable paying for swag.
I'd feel better if we had visors.
Visors would make me feel more safe.
definitely able to block the sun out without... Not, yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Sign me up.
Custom spoons.
Bowls for cream of
bowls with our face, with your face, and spoons with mine.
My face, your face. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You could even make those winter ones, you know, that look like fake hair, but they're actually kind of a hat and a visor. You know?
Oh, like the Guy Fieri ones.
Ooh, exactly. That's horrible. Let's make a lot of them.
Let's mass produce them.
That needs to be made in just an excess quantity. I don't want to be able to walk around my room next year because it's so full of
these strange hats. Guy Fieri visors.
Loose Guy Fieri visors.
Mm-hmm. So, Dad, as someone who basically defined my taste in music, that's just pretty important. Do you have any song requests yourself for this final epic installment of Cream of Wheat this academic year?
The ultimate version of the penultimate.
It seems to me like maybe going back a couple of episodes to the Neil Young and harmonica discussion.
Oh,
I knew this was
with harmonica.
Yes, okay.
A classic.
Do you have a particular Neil Young song in mind?
Well, I say the classic with the harmonica is Heart of Gold.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Even though
this is true.
Not that unusual, but you could do that. But there's so many other harmonica songs.
This is, you know, there are a lot of harmonica being an instrument does have a lot of songs.
It is that this is a good an important fact.
And rock songs.
Oh.
Huge.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we can do that.
What?
I mean, you've got so many like lead singers that would play harmonica.
That's true. But I feel like that doesn't happen anymore though.
I feel like it'd be hard to sing while playing harmonica. should we discuss that?
Yeah, you couldn't really do both at the same time.
Yeah, let's unpack that. That's important.
You'd have the harmonica with you, and when you're done singing, maybe a throw.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Like, yeah. No, that's... Oh, I didn't even consider that.
Do you guys know the group Blues Traveler?
Only vaguely. I've heard their name every now and again. What is their most famous song? I feel like it's like pretty common.
I'm on the spot, but
Blues Traveler, true.
Look them up. They're pretty popular a few years ago, but their main instrument, the lead singer, is harmonica.
Ooh.
And it's pretty crazily played harmonica. It's pretty good.
Okay.
That's what we should play.
Right. So, yes, their most popular song is Run Around?
Yeah, Run Around.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
We can put that up.
With a popular request by Cream of Wheat's most loyal fan who listens to it on the archives every week.
That's beautiful. And now listen to it live.
And now for finally stayed up till... All right, it's kind of... You stayed up till 1 in the morning. I feel bad. I mean, like, it's very nice, however.
I have never gone to sleep before 1 a.m.
On this day.
In my life.
Oh, really? That's a bit egregious.
It's unclear. I don't know when... My summer sleep schedule is I go to bed at 3 in the morning and I wake up at 11 in the morning.
Ben, that's just frankly awful. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in,
Thank you
Dad.
So
this
much.
This has been great.
Well, you're welcome. Fantastic finally getting to talk to the two of you on air.
Exactly.
We are fantastic.
Yes.
That was horrible.
Now, you know, without further ado, we have Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Please enjoy these wheats and beats.
Suggested by the magnanimous Mark Dembski. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Don't you feel me alive, but yeah. cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be full. Yeah, I will drink it and always be full.
Oh,
Welcome back to
Hello.
Cream of Ohm. Welcome back to Cream of Wheat. You're listening to
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I hope that you enjoyed those jams.
Mm-hmm. So first we had Blues Traveler by, Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Oh.
Suggested by the wonderful Mark Donald Dembski.
An excellent song.
Aiden's dad. Yeah, that's right. One of our 7 listeners is my dad. It's fine.
We're doing well.
Totally normal.
That's fine.
It really good. We have a very, very extensive fan base.
Huge. And they're going to buy our merch, which is going to be visors and plates and napkins.
Or safety vests.
We should do safety vests.
I feel like we could save on ever having to do PSAs if we gave out neon green safety vests.
That's the neon green. That's an interesting color. I've only seen them in yellow, but I'm also
really?
Colorblind.
No, I feel like neon green's like very much like an actual color.
I'm extremely colorblind.
Are you actually? How have I never learned this about you?
Because it's every time I ask, I like tell people, they're like, what color is this? And I'm like, that is a red fire hydrant. And then after they're like, how do you drive? And I'm like, I just guess. I'm just
assertive.
A 33% chance of being.
Wait,
right.
Are you actually colorblind?
Yeah, I'm actually colorblind.
How has this never actually come up before?
Because of those two reasons. People are the worst. Like,
okay, so you just don't want to tell people because you're afraid.
Oh, no, I tell people all the time because usually I just make it into a joke. Like,
Yes, we love humor as a coping mechanism.
It's the only way. It's the only way. So. Speaking of having ridiculous medical issues, do you have something to share?
Yeah. I learned today that I have Lyme disease.
How has that manifested itself in your life? I'm looking it up right now.
I don't know. I just know that I have like bacteria that produces a trace amount of neurotoxin in my bloodstream. Oh. But like also at the same time, I'm on medication now and it's like totally fine. And I will be fine.
To all of our 7 listeners,
it's important to talk about
super
this.
Recommend that you guys like... Google Lyme disease and look to the right mm-hmm. for the image of the lady that has Lyme disease because
uh-huh.
she's really
not having
has
it?
Lyme disease.
Oh. Because she really... So, I mean, apparently, like, if you let it go untreated for more than 30 days, it starts to attack your brain and spinal cord and, like, cause paralysis. But given the fact that I've caught it with plenty of time,
when did
on
you have,
antibiotics.
Did you pull out the tick?
I did not ever notice the tick. I just have like a very classic ring rash on my shoulder.
Yes, it's the bullseye pattern and flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, you don't want
quite
that.
Quite frankly.
Oh, it says you recover completely with appropriate antibiotics.
Exactly.
You'll be okay.
I will still be here, no worries. You cannot get rid of you. You know, one of your prized Cream of Wheat hosts.
Good, no.
What?
Fine, yes.
Oh yeah.
You'll make it.
Exactly. I'll be good.
I'm seeing if there's anything hilarious.
No.
We're gonna go to Google Images and just give that
safe search.
Oh
off.
No. No, don't do it.
Oh.
It looks like
scary.
These people are made out of pepperoni. don't look it up. To all of my friends at home.
Please don't.
Spare Never use Google now. Images for medical conditions.
Spare yourselves now.
But here's the good news. Uh-huh. Here's the good news to our listeners.
Yes.
If you were 0 to 2 years old, you were much less likely to be affected.
What?
And if you were 60 years or older...
You're done.
No, you're fine.
Oh. What?
You're also much less... Those two groups...
Wait, so I'm in like the targeted demographic.
Yeah. 3 to 60 is the targeted demographic.
That's so unfortunate.
People who go outdoors is the targeted demographic,
oh,
which
wow.
might explain why I currently don't have Lyme disease. Or when I used to go outside a lot, I got Lyme disease and I've just been untreated, and that would explain actually a lot of things about who I am. So speaking of explaining things about things,
mm-hmm.
do we have a PSA?
Yeah.
Should we educate those home people at home?
Yeah.
What should we tell them about today? What words should we bestow in their eardrums, down their ear canals? I'm stalling.
Channeling a little Jeff Goldblum from the beginning of this broadcast.
Oh.
We're going to do a little ASMR, PSA.
Oh, no. Welcome to our ASMR video. You need more mouth noises.
you're 50 or over, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Medicare and most insurance plans help pay for colorectal cancer screening. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
So I shouldn't Google this one.
No.
We're not gonna.
We're just not even gonna play that game right now.
No, that's a very risky ordeal.
Frankly, no.
Let's not.
Let's play the game called Move On.
So I have a song.
Do you now?
I do.
Okay.
So this song actually is means a lot to me.
Okay.
It's unfortunately by a dead singer. I think we just play it.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
Mystery song. Don't touch that dial, folks.
Stay right here at Cream of Wheat.
Yes.
Here we are.
Shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on. I don't know. Our song is the way you laugh. The first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was walking up the front porch steps after everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled. Lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway. Well, on my way to my loving bed, I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know.
My ear against your back, not even a week after we met, and I felt your heartbeat fall like raindrops in a bucket. I used to have a pretty nice spine, but I neglected to give it a name, so each time I tried to straighten it, I couldn't get its attention, and I placed my palm upon your collarbone. And I wished to fall asleep deep in your marrow, gently as a mouse curled up in a ball, as gently as a mouse until tomorrow. We ripped off all our clothes, and this included all our jewelry, and we ran hand in hand back then. You brought out the beast in me, the parts that are dormant, I wish to set them free. Clarity of this night, I make myself believe I can sleep easily alone. But there's a hunger under my skin, and it's gripping at my bones. There's a hunger like a lion's, and it's ripping right through my bones. So I push my limbs all forward like a tree does in a storm, and then I walk into my kitchen, and I lean against the window. I'm as calm as a baby lamb that is being led. I'm as blue.
Thank you. hips and crane your neck. Twist your hips and crane your neck. Twist your hips and bend your body back. You've got to be starving, you've got to be starving for it. You've got to be starving, you've got to be starving for it.
Ahoy and welcome back to Cream of Wheat. I'm Ben.
And I'm Aiden.
Thar he be. We're pirates.
Welcome, landlubbers.
Today we will encounter the booty in form of clickhole quizzes.
Aye.
X marks the spot. Aiden, here is... I can't... I don't know what pirates...
What if we're just always pirates?
I am always a pirate.
That's true. I forgot.
Don't talk
the
about
the parrot is
leg.
A giveaway.
Parrot and peg leg combo is a winning combo.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And my black beard. I don't know enough about it. We're going to keep moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a clickhole quiz.
Such a good time.
I'll read it. Quizzes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Aiden will be taking it.
Indeed, indeed.
We have not pre-screened this.
No.
There is no information that I have that you, the audience, do not have.
We're experiencing this all for the first time.
It is a beautiful thing.
It's going to be a good time.
And
truly.
Here is the title of said clickhole quiz, if you want to take it
This
at home.
We know. This we already know. So this is the one advantage we have.
We have a single advantage, mm-hmm. and that is...
We're about to give it away.
Here it is. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Call in if you're ready. Reach into the void.
Please, we need it.
Right now. Here's the title. Do you smell luxurious enough to attend Warren Buffett's extravagant adult baptism?
I don't know if I do, but I guess I'm here to find out.
It's unclear. And you know that this quiz will tell you because they poorly photoshopped a photo of Warren Buffett and then also, I don't know enough about baptisms,
yeah.
But I think a baptism jacuzzi?
A baptismal font, as it's called in the biz.
Is that what it's called in
the
biz?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, it's italics. That's the font it is. we're going to keep reading because that joke was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, I also regret it. It's fine. So billionaire Warren Buffett uh-huh. has decided that he finally wants to have a baptismal ceremony of his own.
Yes.
And he's determined to only invite his most... sophisticated smelling friends.
Of course.
Are you smelling...
I would expect no less.
Yeah, of course. Right. Are you smelling like an incredibly luxurious rich person who is good enough to attend Mr. Buffett's adult baptism? Or do you smell like a disgusting person who only goes to baptisms for normal adults who are switching religions because they discovered they have been praying to the wrong god?
Hmm.
Take this quiz to find out.
Oh, I love that.
We're gonna know in a second here. So first question, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett is so rich that he's yeah. had experimental surgery to make his sense of smell 10 times more powerful than that of a rat. So you'll really need to make sure you start your morning smelling right.
Yeah.
How many times do you shower in the morning? A. Just once because I'm currently under house arrest for insider trading and the water would destroy my ankle monitor.
Mm-hmm.
B. I do not shower in the morning because by that time I have already been in the shower all night. I do not actually ever go to bed because I'm always showering. I have not slept in years, but I smell incredible.
Okay.
C. I only shower in my private jet, but the bathroom is very small, so it is hard to get a good lather going.
Mm-hmm.
That is the three options.
Oh. I'll have to go with B.
B, I think that's actually, from my experience with you, the most appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Attending Warren Buffett's adult baptism would make mm-hmm. you nervous because you'd be worried that when the priest dunks his head,
mm-hmm.
he'll forget to hold his breath and will end up drowning and you'll have to raise his adult children.
That'd be so unfortunate. The last thing I want to do is raise Warren Buffett's adult children.
When you when you get nervous, you sweat a lot.
This is true.
And that ruins any good smell from your shower.
Also true.
So wearing cologne is a must.
Yes.
Which of these colognes do you use before leaving your house?
Mm-hmm.
A, I submerged myself in a barrel of duck pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. B, I squirted a quick spray of my homemade cologne, which I make by boiling used Band-Aids and a little bit of champagne left over for my grandmother's wedding when she married her 23-year-old stable boy. Or C, I used the Adult Spice Ambassador scent, an unfathomable new product from the I can't pronounce that word, patrons of Clickhole, who gave us $100 to talk about their decadent and beautiful colognes that are scientifically engineered to make you smell equal to that or better than a helicopter. You could smell like a helicopter.
Smelling like a helicopter is quite the proposition, but I have to go with answer B.
Okay, we're going B again. That's the quick spray of the cologne made out of Band-Aids and champagne.
Exactly.
In addition to smelling bad, no one is allowed to sweat at Warren Buffett's adult baptism.
Absolutely no one.
Because he may mistake a moist armpit for the baptismal bowl of holy water and jack his head in there.
You can't have that happen.
How do you deal with your sweat?
Mm.
A, I have a sweat boy who is with, that's uppercase, that's a proper noun, who is with me everywhere I go to dry my armpits and spray them with refreshing cologne.
Ah, yes.
Just in case I become smelly. This boy is not to be confused with the soap boy I employ to carry my collection of powerful soaps that I use if I get so sweaty I need to take a bath.
Certainly not the soap boy.
Certainly not. You know, he's not that. He's worse than our intern.
Please.
B, I wear an experimental deodorant that is incredibly expensive, but it converts all of my sweat into fossil fuels that I then trade on the futures market. Or C, I'm normally wearing a tank top during the day, so the sweat drips right off of me and onto the floor.
I feel like I'm going to go with B again.
Again, B.
They're just clearly the most interesting.
A very expensive deodorant. All right, two more questions, and then we'll know our answer.
Oh, my.
Warren Buffett immediately believes everything he hears, no matter who says it.
That sounds like classic Warren.
That's literally, when I met him, that's what it was
like. That's what I thought.
So it's important that you make a good entrance everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk into a room, what do people say about your smell?
Mm-hmm.
A, you smell incredible, like someone who has access to the finest scents because they are the U.S.-backed dictator of a small island country somewhere in the South Pacific.
Yeah, makes sense.
B, you smell wonderful. Will you come to my adult baptism? It's on a different weekend than Warren Buffett's baptism. I'm not as rich as him, but it will still be nice. Or C, your odorous scent has spoiled my entire day. I might get shingles because of this.
C.
C is what they... I have said that to you on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
And lastly, if you were to be invited to Warren Buffett's exclusive adult baptism, which will only be attended by the best-smelling people on the planet, what would you bring him as a gift?
Mm-hmm.
A. Something that Warren already has so he can return it for store credit.
Mm-hmm.
He always says, I may have tons of money, but I do not have a ton of store credit.
Yes.
B, a pet vulture that has been trained to impress potential business partners by swallowing a whole 2-liter bottle of soda. Or C, a raggedy old bath towel so he can dry off after being dunked in water. A lot of dead air. A lot of consideration. I see the gears turning. Steam is literally coming out of his mouth and nose. And
C,
a raggedy old bath towel. Yeah. Now, do you smell good enough to attend?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. You will be allowed to watch Mr. Buffett's adult baptism,
yes,
but only through the window of the church.
Oh.
You smell good, but not good enough to watch the baptism from inside.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the best you'll get, smelling the way that you do. Be grateful. Be grateful. Yeah. And the picture is a man with a very large laptop and very large knees sitting outdoors, maybe.
Perhaps.
It's sunny, and his laptop is all black. This is the photo that I get to look at because Aiden doesn't smell that good.
True. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
This
No more games.
No more games.
Just more cream of wheat.
So I'm going to play a song actually next that to me is pretty meaningful. This is an artist I discovered a while ago, and I've been like sort of on and off listening to him. It's a good song. It's Sloppy Seconds by Watsky.
Ah, yes.
There are some potty words, so I want you to all just be mature.
Content warning.
Stay away from the FCC. Do not talk to them about what we
do. Not engage.
It's unclear if we're allowed to play this, but I'm doing it. All right. So here we are.
Bye-bye.
Fuck you if you love a car for his paint job. Love you, you love a car for the road trips. Show me the miles on your arms and the pink scar where the doctor had to pull out all the bone chips, cause you were pressing in the gas just a bit hard. Red in the moment when the road curved a bit sharp, and when you woke up somebody wasn't clipping your seatbelt and pulling you from the open window of your flipped car. I'll show you somebody who's got no story. Nothing gory means no glory, but baby, please don't bore me. We won't know until we get there, the who, or the what, or the when, where. My favorite sweater was a present that I got a couple presidents ago, and I promised that I will rock it till it's threadbare. Bet on it. Every single person's got a couple skeletons, so pretty soon in this room it'll just be me and you, when we clear out all the elephants. Me and you and the elements. We all have our pitfalls. Beer's flat, the cabs have been called, and everybody and their mama can hear the drama that's happening behind these thin walls. Cold pizza, tie-dye shirts, broken hearts, give them here, give them here. Hand-me-downs, leftovers, sloppy seconds, give them here, give them here. Isn't a flattering image, but I don't wanna run away because I said so. I don't wanna be the guy to hide all of my flaws, and I'll be giving you the side of me that I don't let show. Everything in fashion that has ever happened is always coming crashing down, better let go. But in a couple years it will be retro. You rock Mark Echo, my shirts have the gecko. Cause in the past, man, I was hopeless, but now it's why my little cousins look the dopest. Fuck the fashion popo, have a stale donut, I don't need no tips. Fuck a 5 second rule, that's a plan I never understood. It's September in the kitchen in a Christmas sweater, sipping cold coffee on the phone with damaged goods.
And there is not a single place that I would rather be. I'm fucked up just like you are, and you're fucked up just like me.
I don't care where you've been. Thank you.